Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical sometimes.
Hello.
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 Welcome to Musical Improv Comedy.
Indeed. We are here today with John Trevor.
Hi.
John Trevor of Box of Frogs, Birmingham.
Yes. We've just spent a weekend doing a workshop for you guys. And thought we'd have nice to have a little chat about the scene up here and your thoughts on the weekend.
And your place in it.
Yeah.
So could you just, first of all, tell us a little bit about the origin, Box of Frogs' origin story?
Yeah. Box of Frogs' origin story, to cut to the most recent part of it, 3.5 years ago, having been out of the theatre for about 10 years, I was missing it, and I decided to look for a local improv group just to do some workshops, just to play, just to have some fun. Mm-hmm. And after the 6 months fruitless search, I realised there wasn't one.
Wow.
So I did the improv thing. I went, well, if there isn't one, I'll improvise one. And I printed a load of flyers and stuck them all around town and offered an improv class on a Tuesday night. And on the first night, 16 people showed up.
Wow.
And ever since then, I've run a drop-in night on a Tuesday night in Moseley. And about 150 people have been through it one way or another. That or some of the weekends I run.
Fantastic.
And that, of course, is how the May Day started.
Exactly that way, yeah. If there's not a scene, create one.
Absolutely.
That's a lesson to be learned.
So we've just done a weekend with somewhat of your regular drop-in crew.
Yes. I think everyone who came has been to, a reasonable amount of Box of Frogs. There were no beginners there this weekend. And can I say what a fantastic weekend it's been.
Yes,
it's,
May.
Yeah, it's been fabulous. Apart from the fact that it's been just huge, huge, huge fun. We've learnt so much. There's a dearth of music in the improv scene in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. We haven't really found our improv musicians yet. Still looking. Mm-hmm. Experience the difference it makes when the piano comes in and everything lifts into a completely new world has just been glorious.
Yeah. That's very nice to hear. And that is a problem that I think a lot of people have, is finding the musician who wants to do it and who gets it and understands it and is good enough.
Yes. I'm very lucky to have you, Joe.
Yeah, shall I leave the room for a bit?
Yeah.
Would you
So let's talk about this weekend in a moment, but I also want to know more about the Box of Frogs setup and, do you do shows and...
Yeah, it's sort of weird. Box of Frogs is me. I'm a bit bossy and I'm a bit of a control freak, so it is me. Mm-hmm. There are performances. There's been all sorts of phases. For a while, we were doing regular shows, monthly shows in a pub in a different part of town. That stopped. For a while, we were gigging, doing bits of cabaret, short-form cabaret for other people whenever we were asked. And when I say we, I'd get offered a gig and then I'd either select people for it or... do what we're doing at the moment, which is once a month we do a Monday night where anyone can have a go. The only stipulation is you have to come to the Tuesday night before so that I know you're coming.
Right.
So there's no quality control and the audience have no expectation because it's a free show. Mm-hmm.
But it's stage time for people.
It's stage time for people.
Yeah.
So it's about 2 hours. It's short form games. It's all the audience pleases.
Yeah.
If you want an audience, you better drag your family and friends along because that's how we get the audience. Mm-hmm. The people who are in it bring all their mates, although we are growing an audience. So that's one thing that's happening again. Mm-hmm. And that's anyone. So anyone who wants to be in it can be in a Box of Frogs show. Mm-hmm. Once a quarter at the Blue Orange, where we've just been doing our workshop, we do a more format show. It's a Saturday night and it's a paid ticket. And there's some time to build up to it, and I will recruit a cast rather than anybody, and we'll devise a format and do something a little more structured. Mm. So that's happening as well now. And then my latest plan, and this is back to teaching, is because Tuesday night's been a drop-in for 3.5 years, and you never know who you're going to get, and you get beginners and old-timers, I'm going to do, starting in the autumn, an 8-week structured Thursday night course for people.
Brilliant.
To actually try and bring people on.
So I'm fascinated by seeing a scene at this stage, because we were saying earlier, you can make it whatever you want. because, you know, it doesn't exist in the way that you can picture it. So you can give it a vibe, you can get the people that you want, you can teach the style of improv that you want, because there's a lot of styles out there. And that, to me, is incredibly exciting. You know, we're talking about Birmingham. Like, that's a huge city.
And I was shocked because it's the second city in the country.
Exactly.
And things like places like Lancaster have an improv group and others. There was nothing in Birmingham. It was shocking.
Yeah.
So let's talk about musical improv, because after all, this is musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk. tell us about your experience this weekend.
Terrifying and exhilarating in sort of equal proportions. Mm-hmm. You've thrown a huge amount of stuff at us.
Yeah.
Some of the people there singing is a very comfortable place to be. Mm-hmm. Personally, it's one of my terror zones. I don't think of myself as either a musician or a singer.
I'm interested to know what your expectations were before the weekend. If you had any.
Open, really open. I knew you guys by reputation. Mm-hmm. And people you'd worked with had told me you were fabulous. So I knew you were going to bring a load of stuff that we didn't do and didn't know. Some of it I recognised as improv games I already do, put into a musical setting, and that was great because it was familiar territory. Some of the stuff you did I do with people as poetry or as rhyme-making, and you brought melody to it, and that was great. Some of it was completely new and really was just being pushed out to the unknown.
Brilliant.
And that was great too.
There's an epidemic sweeping our land. You've seen window cleaners struggling now for many years. How do you expect them to reach those really hard to reach places? Those first and second and third floor windows. Dinosaurs. That's what they need. Dinosaurs. And as you know, there's a shortage of dinosaurs. So, read this number along and give us a call right now. Guys, are we ready to tell them all about the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Wanjiku.
Yes.
Your first experience of musical improv?
Yes, my very first experience.
Did you have a nice time?
I had a wonderful time. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I laughed and I was so moved at certain points. It was just, it was liberating actually. But yeah, lots of learning as well. Lots of personal learning.
And did you have fear to get over?
Every single time.
Hmm.
Every single time. And I noticed that the way that I deal with fear is to try and disappear into the back wall. The other thing is that I felt like a balloon. So once I'd got myself ready to take part, I'd sort of be ready. And then the minute I opened my mouth, it was as though I'd lost all the air.
Interesting.
And whoosh! So, and I couldn't predict when that would happen or when it wouldn't happen. Mm. But what was different was that I didn't do a huge amount of self-talk. So I didn't beat myself up about it. I didn't get so caught up in what I should have done. Mm. So I was still able to step back into wherever I was supposed to be and hear the next person. So that was interesting for me, that that somehow I was able to park my own fear and still be present to what was going on with other people.
That's great to hear. And we often say and talk to people about how even if you don't want to use music improv in your shows or even in your rehearsals, the experience of doing it is directly transferable into your regular improvisation because of exactly what you're saying. It can get you over fear, it can help your listening, it can help your confidence and your team building. So, I mean, would you agree or disagree, or is there anything specific that you think you learnt from today that will inspire your everyday improvisation?
It reinforced for me the value of waiting, of not rushing, of not gabbling, letting the scene grow, allowing the silences to work, looking for the interrelation between people, looking for the moments, looking for the gentle stuff. And as Wajik said, there was actually one song that I brought a tear to my eye today, towards the end, something I actually were filled up. And it was the slide.
Climb up and wee,
which started as a bit of silly innuendo and ended as a really touching song that literally made my eyes fill up.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
I think what I noticed, because I'm not an improviser, so in terms of how this translates into other areas of my life, I've been working quite hard on understanding how to be vulnerable, but also at the same time to be able to hold boundaries and to hold some kind of ground whilst being really vulnerable. So this weekend for me was quite a big deal in terms of being around a lot of vulnerability and realising that there's a real place for holding some kind of solid ground in order to allow the vulnerability to happen. That they happen together, they need to happen together. And the other thing for me was the recovery time. So what I realised was that my recovery time from, oh dear, I've screwed up, to I'm back and I'm present and I'm available again, got shorter and shorter and shorter.
That's a wonderful way of putting it. I really like that. Because I think everyone has that, no matter how long you've been doing it, no matter how confident you are. But maybe it's just that time gets so short that it's almost imperceptible that you're like, oh, I screwed up, never mind. And it becomes like that. Whereas maybe at the start, if you screw up at the start of the day...
I'm not going to do anything for 6 months.
Exactly. Yeah. It can last... It can have enormous repercussions.
I'm not going to do that again.
Yes.
I certainly won't put myself up for a chorus or for any kind of spontaneous thing.
Yeah.
It's a strange place. It's a funny town. There are all sorts of weird people around.
Every banana!
Pan of pans, Mary's pippers, King Edwards, all your spuds. Get your tummies here. Come on.
London Market.
Great. Well, thank you very much for getting us up here. We've had a fantastic weekend.
I just want to say it's taken a year and a half to get you up here. You've been the most elusive workshop facilitator I've ever dealt with.
I like elusive.
Elusive is more complimentary than slack.
Just elusive. But I've persevered and I'm so pleased. It's been fabulous. We didn't actually want you to leave and we're definitely going to have to get you back.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Got a nice father, he made a lot of cash. Don't know what to do, so I bought a bakery. And I'm not a faker, so I get a master baker. Oh, Greg, he's such a lot of fun. Come over here and take a look at my bun. I'm a great shaker. Can I be your cousin?